Right, you guys don't seem to need much encouragement, but there's a fun bit on this song that if I don't ask you, I can't expect you to. I'm going to sing, you think you're radical, but you're not so radical. In fact, you're just fanatical. And even though I'm really just saying fanatical, it has come to mean even more if we say, fanatical, fuck! All right, so come on. It's a lot more fun if everybody joins in on that particular line, okay? So come on.
Make you wanna jump. Oh no.
fucking attitude fast. Without all your bodyguards, how long would you last? Not long. You think you're radical, but you're not so radical. In fact, you're just freaking.
listen to you.
Stephen, I had to get a towel.
Yes, it's very hot, Wayne.
When we pulled it today, I thought, damn, it's chilly. You know, we were in the Midwest, and it was hot, and we were in Vancouver last night. It was cold and rainy. We pulled into here. Now, that seems like a nice fall day, but it was kind of cold, and I thought it's going to be cold in this place tonight. But these motherfuckers have all joined together, and their body heat has heated up the temperature to like a fucking 100. Yes. Are we singing it to these weirdos right here in the front? Yeah. James, you look great tonight.
Yes, thank you.
That's always fun.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. It's been a... We played Bend, Oregon. It wasn't this summer. It was the previous summer. And it was a great, great show. It really was. Didn't we play with Deerhoof and
Steve Malcolmus?
Steve Malcolmus, we did. We played with Steve Malcolmus there. And
but Wayne, the last time we actually played Portland was.
I know.
Here.
Yeah. I see that. That's what I mean. I mean, I thought, fuck. I don't know geography of Oregon all that well. And I thought Bend, Oregon seemed like I don't know close enough to Portland that it seemed like we played Portland. But I don't. I since then I realized. You know, Bend is Bend, and a lot of people don't travel up there, and so I speak collectively for all the people in the Flaming Lips camp. We're sorry, Portland, that we hadn't come back sooner. And you'll read on these sometimes interesting but wrong message boards out there that something horrible must have happened in Portland and the Flaming Lips refused to play there or something like that. It's nothing but lies! No, I mean, so I truly do apologize. And I know even playing this venue tonight, there was a lot of people who couldn't get tickets. So please tell your friends or whoever it was that couldn't get in that we will try to return and play a place that holds everybody. We love Portland. We've been playing here. I believe our very first time we played here was a place called the Satyricon. Is that still a place? And we knew we were in. We knew we were in a place that had its own way of doing things. When we walked in, and the guy was shooting up some heroin in our dressing room, and it wasn't us.
the good old days.
Yeah. But he assured us that he'd worked hard the night before, and he earned it. Anyway, so thank you guys for being so enthusiastic tonight and for coming to see us. Thanks.
This
we dedicate this song every night.
Yes, this goes out to our psychedelic friend Stephen Malcolmus. It's called "Band of Stars."
And if there ain't no
Thanks, everybody. I couldn't see anything for a little bit. No.
You did pretty good for not being
able to see. I was going on pure sort of just adrenaline and intuition. I knew exactly where the whole thing was. Thanks, everybody. Thanks. We want to say thanks before we get going too far. There's a band that played just before us. They're called Black Mall Super Rainbow, and we're really, really is an honor to be playing with them. And they're one of our favorite bands of the year. And just so you know that you're applauding, especially for them today, because they were coming across the Canadian border. We all played in Vancouver just last night. And they hit a speed bump. And speed bumps usually mean slow down, but I don't know why, but they sped up and they hit the speed bump with more velocity than I think they expected, and it broke their van and their trailer. And so they were stranded there even this morning. And there was rumors that we were going to get some of the guys from Modest Mouse to open up the show today. But luckily, we didn't have to. But they offered their services. They said, look, if those guys can't get their van fixed, they'll gladly come up here and play a couple of their greatest hits for us. But they did. They rented a truck, and they came here, and I thought they played especially an inspirational set tonight. So thank Black Moth Super Rainbow. And for whatever the reason, this was probably the best they sounded. The monitors and the PA system, and maybe just the spirit of what's going on in the room, they really sounded awesome to me. Anyway, so thank you guys. We're gonna have a sing-along. Now sometimes I think, the sing-alongs maybe work better, like when you're outside and you're at some big festival and everybody's kind of drunk or whatever, but we don't really care. I think this is good enough for me to be in here with you guys tonight. And no sense in letting just the big festivals have all the fun. So come on, you guys, you got to sing along, okay? Come on.
Her name is Yoshime. She's a black belt in karate. Working for the city. She has to discipline her body. 'Cause she knows that it's demanding to defeat those evil machines. I know she can be them.
Come on.
Oh, Yoshime, they don't believe me, but you won't let those robots eat. But you won't let those robots defeat me. Those evil natured robots, they're programmed to destroy us. She's gotta be strong to fight them. So she's taking lots of vitamins. 'Cause she knows that.
'Cause she knows that.
It'd be tragic if those evil robots win. I know she can be.
Come on.
Oh, Yoshime, they don't believe. But you won't let those robots eat me. Oh, she me. They don't believe me. But you won't let those robots defeat me. Oh, she me. She knows that,
cause she knows that
it'd be tragic
if those evil robots win.
I know she can be them.
Come
on. Oh, you're she man. They don't believe me. But you won't let those robots eat me. Oh, she me. They don't believe me. But you won't let those robots defeat me. Oh, she me.
That was great. Yes.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. See, that's what I mean. There's something about this room. It just really sounds. That was a very fucking spirited sing-along there. Thank you, guys. Oh, there you go. All right. Anyway, this. This next song is a song we haven't played it very often, and we thought this would be an appropriate time to play it. We made a record 10 years ago. It'll be 10 years ago, I think, at the end of October, a record called Zyreka. And it's... Even by our standards, it's probably one of the strangest, maybe challenging would be the right word, but unique records probably that anybody's ever been able to make. It, for those of you who don't know, it's really four different CDs, and you play them all at the same time. But anyway, we really are lucky that we were able to lose our a sense of who we are and what's that? Well, thanks. She said we make the best albums ever. Thank you. Well, thank you. But when we went to make this record, we really felt as though we kind of went insane a little bit. And I think it was the best thing that we could have ever done. We had this idea of what this record could be, and luckily we were encouraged to make it, and we didn't know what people would think when we put it out. And it was one of the greatest rewards, I think, that any artist of any kind can ever get. When you put out this thing and you think no one is going to care, and still 10 years later people come up to me every show and thank me for making this record, Zyreka. So thank you guys for believing in us. You can never overestimate how much believing in someone can change them and really show their truest potential. So we're going to do this song, and for me anyway, it's a very emotional song. I know I sing a lot about enthusiasm and optimism, and you guys, along with us, we sort of create this joy within this room here. But this song for me is really an emotional song. It's a difficult song to play, and there's the very beginning of this song has this very shocking sort of keyboard part that Stephen came up with, and it perfectly sort of it perfectly captured, I think, the state of mind that I was in at the time. It reminds me a little bit of Edvard Munch's painting The Scream, where that figure is standing on that bridge and he's going through some horrible inner struggle. And a lot of people will wonder sometimes. We sing always about the good things in life and seeing a better day. And this song is still, when we play it, is still kind of a shock. And so I'm going to ask you to forgive me if I don't throw anything or shoot anything out at you for this one. It's a difficult song to play, and we'll do our best. Yeah. Nice one, Stephen. All right. You guys sing a song. This is a song Stephen sings.
This is called Pompeii on Gata Demerong. It's for Janet Weiss.
Thank you.
Nice one, Stephen. I'm going to point out that there's a one more gargantuan effort being made tonight. Our drummer, Clifford, he's been sick for 3 days, and he can't really even enunciate the count-offs, but he, Clifford, I'm gonna ask them to give you a round of applause. See, that kind of love, you know that's going to get you through. Yeah. Yeah. He's trying to say, I feel better already. All right, thanks everybody. Thanks. We've been singing this song for a couple of years now. For a while there, it seemed as though we were screaming and fighting and sort of bitching and trying to enlighten people everywhere we went, not just us, but, you know, everywhere in the world. George Bush seemed to be fucking taking over the world regardless, you know what I mean? And we didn't start to do this song as a protest song, but there's... Sometimes you got a big group of people there, and just to not to acknowledge the fucking how fucked up this whole thing is, it seemed to be a missed opportunity. And I'm not saying it's because of us, but last November we were in England, and it seemed like everything started to turn around. And now I think virtually everybody's agrees that we just hope against hope that we can survive. For the next, like, year and a half and get this motherfucker out of here, okay? But in the meantime, I don't think we've seen the end of his bungling of all this stuff. And so we know that we can't really, there's some things you just have to sort of let our system sort of take care of it. And I know... we want to go sometimes kill people in the streets, but of course we can't. And so that's why I think sometimes songs like this let us just get some of this bullshit frustration out, some of our anger. We make no illusions that songs can change the world, but I think a song can change you. And then if you want to go out and change the world, well, you can do that. But for tonight, I think we're all... I'm going to ask you all to just join in on this song, and we'll all sort of have a collective, we'll all sort of be screaming at this unstoppable darkness that we seem to be powerless against, and that's when I think sometimes a song is really, really the best thing. So I'm going to sing this line, I'm going to sing this dumb line, and I want everybody in here to scream as hard as you can at the top of your lungs to sing the yeah, yeah, yeah refrain right back at us, okay? So come on. If you could blow up the world with the flick of a switch, would you do it? Come on. Right there at the end is whoop. Which I thought, that was impressive, yeah. But I felt as though it was a little, like a little sing-along, you know, to where we're really saying, come on, motherfuckers, you gotta scream this thing out. And, you don't get many opportunities. Come on, just fucking don't hold back, okay? Come on. And if you could make everybody poor just so you could be rich, would you do it? Come on.
That's pretty tight.
Yeah. That's what the fuck we're talking about. Yeah. Now, usually by the third or fourth one, I'm saying, come on, motherfuckers. But that was, you know, to go from that first one to that one, I was, okay. So it's up to you to fucking outdo yourself. Come on, come on. And if you could watch everybody work while you just lay on your back, would you do it? Come on. I'm convinced. I am, yes. All right, we all know, really, that love is the answer. And if you want to be loved, all you have to do to be loved is to give love. Because if you give love, you'll get back more love than you could ever demand or ask for or any of that. But we're going to sing it in this small-minded, petty way, and we're going to sing. And if you could take all the love without giving any back, would you do it?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And so we cannot know ourselves or what we really do. Would you do?
Come on.
With all your power, with all your power, with all your power, what would you do?
If you could love the world with the flick of a switch, would you do it?
Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. If you could make a butt porn to show you the secrets, would you do it?
Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. And if you could walk the money world while you just lay on your back, would you do it?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And if you could Come on.
With all your power, with all your power, with all your power, what would you do?
Come on, motherfuckers, come on.
With all your power, with all your power, with all your power, what would you do?
Come on, come on.
With all your power, with all what would you do?
Yes! Yes! All right, thanks everybody. Thank you. I think that was about as loud as a rendition of that as I think we've had.
Yes, that's true. It is true.
I mean, we sometimes you play to like 50, 60,000 people at festivals, but right here in this fucking room, that was just. That sounded like 50,000 people for sure. Anyway, we sing about George Bush, and we sing about the war, and we have this really, even though it's meant to be something we get our frustrations on, we really do have a wonderful time just singing along, and even though what we're singing about is it's really kind of horrible. Some of you guys, could see earlier, I was playing this horn, but it's not, I'm not really playing this horn. It's got like a, can you see that? It's got like a speaker in it there. Well, this horn was designed to play just one song. We've rigged it up because we're the Flaming Lips and we can do shit like that, but it's designed to play just one song. It's meant to play taps. And taps is played at military funerals, and they invented this quite a few years back when there was a lot of guys dying from veterans from World War II, and then even more veterans from the Vietnam War. But they really stepped up production just a couple of years ago with this war that's going on in Iraq, and I guess not very many musicians want to join the military. It's a difficult instrument to play. I'm not really playing it. It's a bugle. It doesn't have any fingering or anything. But it really is kind of, in a sense, it's just a horrible, horrible instrument. And even though we all have a lot of fun singing this Yeah Yeah song, and I'm sure countless bands are doing things like that, I do hope that people can take this next election more serious and go out there and fucking vote for someone who's gonna fucking stop this war and make it so really in a couple of years that the Flaming Lips are the only ones playing this horrible instrument, okay? So come on. Thank you.
but I didn't need you to reply. Is it getting heavy? But then I realized, is it getting heavy? Well, I
doing, huh?
Steven, I wanted to acknowledge there's a little kid on top of someone's shoulders over there.
I just think it was
interesting. Yeah, he had a wig on earlier, didn't he? Yeah, there it is. Yeah. For a second, when I first looked out, I thought, man, that's a really tall guy, but he's got a weird... small head and shoulders. But I thought, what the fuck, you know? But it's really, he's on someone's shoulder.
Everybody all right? I always check the front row after that song when we're all so close like this. Sometimes that it just gets to be too much. It just fucks you up a little bit. Yeah. Steven, did that song fuck you up a little bit?
Every time.
Yes.
All right, thank you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to say again, thanks to the Black Moth Super Rainbow for being such troopers today and playing so good tonight. And thank all you guys for being another wonderful, perfect Flaming Lips audience. This thing where people, a lot of times people come to rock concerts and they just think, oh, it's about being cool, it's about being cool. And I'm so glad, so relieved that you guys come in here and you dress in silly costumes, you sing along, and you let us do all this stuff. And it really does, in my opinion, I think it this is the thing that makes the world a wonderful, wonderful place. And it's because of that sort of exchange. And no, it's true. It's true. And a lot of rock bands will say, oh, thank you guys. You guys are the greatest audience in the world. But those motherfuckers are wrong, because it really is you guys. Because no other concert you'll go to would you look around and you'll see really everybody in the whole room smiling and believing in themselves and believing in this thing. And it really does. It really does change you. I know I say it a lot, but it's true. Whenever you play to a lot of people, there's inevitably a couple of people in the audience that have recently experienced some sadness or some tragedy, and they're trying to work their minds through some very hard things for them. And to stand in a room, especially like this, where people are so full of life. You've really made those people believe that their life's going to get better, and of course it will if they believe it will. And you've helped them believe that. So that's why the Flaming Lips audience is the greatest audience there could ever be, and that's what will save the world. So thank you guys for sharing your energy and your love with us tonight. We'll see you again. We'll always love you. Thank you.
just an illusion caused by the world spinning.
Thanks, everybody.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for coming back with us. You know, folks, there's a different Rita Rodman out there in Oklahoma City, as you're about to see here tonight, performing She Doesn't Use Jelly from the album Transmissions from the Satellite Heart, The Flaming Lips.
Thank you. but she don't use butter, and she don't use cheese, she don't use jelly.
Thank you.
Wow.
Stephen, I think that remember we did that show in Atlanta where the audience was so fucking loud. I think tonight is louder than that. I think it's the loudest audience we've had. Fucking loud, but it just goes to show you get everybody together and it just, man, that's overwhelming. Thank you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are going to do one more song. We'll let everybody go home, but it's really has been a wonderful night for us. I didn't know what this place was going to be. We played Portland a million times. We never played here before, but thank you guys. For coming out, and we'll try to come back as soon as we can, and tell your friends that couldn't be. Sorry, I'm gonna see you again.
Well, Wayne, you want to tell them about the song we're doing?
Yeah, it's the song we've been playing since Bonnaroo. To us, it still feels kind of like summertime, even though it's starting to get cold out. I didn't think about it too much when we started to do the song, and I realized what the words were. And I think when the Rolling Stones sing it, they're singing about I don't know how wearisome the life on the road is, or how absurd it is, or how lonely it is. But we're not really singing about that at all. I think we were sort of drawn to the line about us all running down a moonlight mile together. So maybe as you drive home tonight and the moon is shining, in some way, I know it sounds ridiculous, but I hope you can think that we're all sort of cosmically connected because of our experiences, and we're all running down that moonlight mile together or something like that. So we love you guys. Thank you for showing your love and giving us your night, okay?
Away.
you guys.